Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to getting a good night's sleep and feeling fantastic in the process. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about sleep. Trust me, this one's different. We're diving deep into the world of self-compassion and how it can seriously level up your mental well-being, even if you don't always get 8 hours under the covers. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 negativity marathon? You know that feeling when you trip over air, stub your toe on nothing, or just have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? We've all been there. Well, self-compassion is like that cozy blanket you wrap yourself in during those moments. It's about being kind and understanding towards yourself, even when things get tough. And let me tell you, it's a game changer for your mental health. Think of it like this. Would you yell at a friend who's going through a rough patch? Probably not, right? You'd offer them support, encouragement, and maybe even some chocolate. So why treat yourself any differently? Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First up, recognize your humanness. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes even feel like complete messes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over those imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness. Remember, everyone stumbles, it's how we get back up that counts. Think of it like learning to ride a bike, you're going to fall a few times before you find your balance. But each fall is a learning experience, right? So, next time you feel like you've messed up, remind yourself, hey, I'm human, and this doesn't define me. Next, practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the words you use when talking to yourself. Are they critical, harsh, or judgmental? Replace those negative thoughts with more compassionate ones. Instead of saying I'm so stupid for making that mistake, try something like I made a mistake, but I can learn from it. You wouldn't talk to your best friend that way, so why treat yourself any differently? Thirdly, engage in activities that bring you joy. Make time for things that make you feel happy and fulfilled. It could be anything from reading a good book to spending time with loved ones to taking a walk in nature. These moments of joy help replenish your emotional well-being and remind you of all the good things in life. Think about it like this. Your mental health is like a garden that needs regular watering and tending to thrive. Make self-care a priority. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be as simple as a delicious cup of coffee, a warm sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you see the brighter side of things. And finally, be kind to yourself. This is perhaps the most important takeaway of all. Treat yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and understanding that you would offer to a loved one. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's all that matters. Here's a relatable example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You put in hours of practice, but when it comes time to deliver, you stumble over your words and feel like you bombed it. Instead of getting caught up in self-criticism, remember this. Everyone makes mistakes, even the most experienced public speakers. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge that you did your best, and learn from the experience for next time. You'll be surprised how much easier it is to bounce back when you treat yourself with compassion. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and improve your mental well-being. Remember, it's a journey, not the destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep practicing those kindness techniques. You deserve all the love and support in the world, starting with yourself. Alright folks, that's it for today. Until tomorrow night, remember to be kind to yourselves, get some good shut-eye, and wake up ready to rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-compassion, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. We're in this together, so let's keep spreading the love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.